You are listening to Discovering Virginia on the Virginia Voice, and for the Virginia Voice, I'm Lou Dean. Today you are going to hear about the town of Ashland. Why Ashland? One of the best places to live in Virginia, and you will hear why. From the mayor of Ashland, Faye Pritchard. Faye was elected when? In 2002, been serving for 12 years now, and you are now the mayor.
I am the mayor.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Tell us about Ashland. What is the attraction and joy of living in Ashland, Virginia?
You know, small towns are a special thing that I think people think of as something of the past, but they're not. I mean, small towns, if you look all over Virginia, people are trying to build what's called the new urbanism, to try to build downtowns. They want places where people both live and do business and walk around to shops that are next to their houses. And we've had that since, you know, 150 years. We are cool again. We are Mayberry, but we are very modern. People come to us intentionally. People love the notion of living in a small town because they know who their businesses are. They know who their neighbors are. You know where to get a cup of sugar. There are events on our town hall lawn. There are concerts in our parks. We have everything you might want in a 7-square-mile radius.
The town was voted a special honor not too long ago.
We are one of the best places to live in Virginia, the best small towns anywhere.
It was not limited to Virginia.
It was not limited to Virginia. We are one of the best small towns to live in. We are, as you might have heard, the center of the universe. That phrase was coined by a former mayor, Dick Gillis, I think back in the 60s. And we've been asked a couple times to prove that we were the physical center of the universe, and we would suggest that you prove that we are not, because of course we're the center of the universe. We certainly are the center of the universe for all of our folks who live there. We are one of the best places to live and raise a family because children can walk to their elementary schools. There's no place in town that's probably not within pretty short walking distance to your schools, to a park, to your churches, to your businesses. We have walking trails. We have tons of parks. We're 7 square miles. We have 7 parks in our town. There's history. There's shopping. There's wine. There's all sorts of tourist attractions. But all of that is not the center of the universe. The center of the universe is people who live in a place and care for it every day and take care that it stays what it is.
There are railroads everywhere, probably within a few miles of any place, but Ashland is one of the few places I've ever seen where the railroad goes right through the middle of town.
Right through the middle of the town. 50 times a day we have trains.
Does that influence the town itself, how the town works?
Sure it does. Although I got to tell you, I live maybe 10 blocks from the train, and you kind of forget the noise until people come to visit and they notice that the train whistles almost constantly. But all traffic going through the town of Ashland has to go over those railroad tracks. And so certainly we have traffic stops 50 times a day to wait for the train to go by. But we have a lot of folks who come up to see the trains. We have a lot of folks who visit just to see the trains. We don't think of it as an encumbrance. We think of it as part of the character of who we are. We are a railroad town.
A few moments ago, Mayor Pritchard, you mentioned some of the attractions. Give us some details.
Well, we've got all kinds of things. These days, most localities in the state of Virginia, probably everywhere, are under some pressure to do environmental things, to take care of the Chesapeake Bay, to take care of the environment around them. And we have both personal ethical pressure to do that, but we also have governmental pressure to do that. Our tactic has been that every time we have to do something for those reasons, we try to combine that with some sort of an amenity. So, for example, this is a term people will know more and more as the years go by, TMDL, total maximum daily load of phosphorus and nitrates that you can go into the bay. And we're under huge pressures about that. So we think if you're going to be green, make green work for economic development, make green work for better sense of place. And so we've been working on our downtown. We've put in new sidewalks. We've got rain gardens now. Instead of typical flower beds, we have rain gardens so that when it rains, the rain drains through these gardens and purifies the water more, less runoff to the bay. We've done that with our local parking lot. We have the prettiest parking lot in the whole world. We just won a big award for it, for best design for public facilities. We have, in front of our library, we've done a similar thing where we have a garden in front of our library that is paid for by a group called Ashland Street Parties. We have parties behind our library four or five times every summer with bands, and people come and dance and eat gelato, and it pays for the upkeep on our library lawn. We have a Bluemont Concert Series that five times during the summer come and have music venues for us. We have local coffee and tea that has some national names that come to us every summer. We have runs all year long. We have a big railroad run coming up next weekend. We are probably the most special evented town anywhere local.
You mentioned, I digress a little bit to get into the political, but you mentioned some mandates. Are these unfunded mandates?
Yes.
That are impressed upon the town,
absolutely,
whether it wants it or not?
Absolutely. And I think that's always an issue of local government, that there are things that the federal government and the state government tells us we must do, and we get no funding to do them. And so we have to find the best ways to do them. And in our case, what we have decided is that we would, as much as possible, always turn those into economic gains for ourselves by combining projects.
You mentioned music, and you have several restaurants that feature music. You've kind of mentioned a little bit of that, but several restaurants have music almost year-round, and some, as you say, national acts.
Absolutely. We have the Ashland Coffee and Tea, which has national acts pretty regularly. You know, I would say probably once a month they have a national level act in there. And then the Iron Horse restaurant across the street. And what's wonderful is those two places are great complements for one another. One of the things you learn by being in local politics is that restaurants are a little bit like car dealerships. The more you have, the more successful they are. And so in the case of those two places, the music acts that they have are often good draws for each other.
You have a lot of restaurants in town, many near the interstate, of course.
Right.
Are they literally in town, or are they outside?
No, they're in town. They're all in town.
And they're chain restaurants, which you have some that are purely local, run by local people.
Absolutely.
And as you say, everybody knows everybody.
And everybody knows everybody. That's, you know, it's one of the greatest things about living in a small town is that you do know everybody, and that you go out to a restaurant on a Friday night and you see all your neighbors that you haven't maybe seen all week long. And it's always catch up for us. There's not much anonymous in the town of Ashland.
That's good and bad. I chuckle a little bit. But our listeners may chuckle when they hear that. A restaurant like that, you go in and they serve you your meal whether you ask for it or not.
That's
you
they
don't even have to order.
Well, they might very well say, "Do you want what you always have?" but yes, they know you. They know what you like.
There's a rather large college in town.
There's a rather large
Randolph-Macon. Does that have an effect on the town?
It does. I mean, we are a college town, and I think we all wish that we saw more of those college students every day, more involved in the downtown life, because they have quite the life on their own campus. But Randolph-Macon and Ashland are very closely tied, and the college loves the town, and the town loves the college. We have about 1,100 students on the Randolph-Macon campus, which is, you know, we have a population of 7,000 people in town, so that's a seventh of the people. Are Randolph-Macon College students.
You say you wish you have seen more of them, but I'm sure they drive some of the music venues. No?
You know, not as much as you might think. They have a lot of music on their campus. And what is great about the college is that they are wonderful about sharing their opportunities with folks in the town. So if there are venues available on the campus, they're almost always open to the public and free, or mostly free, for the public to attend. So symphony events at the college, for example, we're not really big enough as a town to get the symphony up much, but when they come up for the college, it's open for folks in the town. So the college affords the folks in town sometimes opportunities that we might not have in town otherwise.
What about places to stay?
We have a historic inn right on the railroad tracks, right downtown. It has been rebuilt because it burned down in the, I'm going to get this wrong, but I think the 50s, and was rebuilt back in the 80s, the Henry Clay Inn. But right downtown, we have that historic inn. But then we have national chains out on the highway, less than a mile from the downtown. So we have lots. Actually, Ashland has 1/9 of all hotel rooms in the Richmond region.
That's amazing.
We have a lot of hotel rooms. Because we're right on 95, we are 15 minutes from everywhere. So we are a good central location to stay if you're going up to King's Dominion, or you're here to do historic tourism like Scotchtown, or you're here to do things in the town of Ashland.
As you mentioned, Ashland is about 15 minutes from anywhere, but mm-hmm. certainly it's 15 miles from Richmond, about 15 mm-hmm. minutes. What is it about Ashland that you'd like Richmonders to know?
You know, we are a destination. I think that people often think that Richmond is the destination for Ashlanders. And I work in Richmond every day, but there are lots of things for Richmonders to do where we are. We have, as we said, the music venues. We have the parks. If you come to our town on a Saturday morning, you will think that every Richmonder in the entire area is actually in Ashland, because we're a big bike destination. We have some of the best bike trails in the entire Richmond region, and most people who bike avidly will end up in Ashland on a Saturday morning, stopping to get a cup of coffee or a bagel. It does seem to me on Saturday mornings sometimes that every single person I see has on a helmet.
I'm going to ask you a dirty question. I know that you have. You mentioned all these people on a Saturday. You had an event in November, that Railroad Day or something like that. And where do people park?
Train day. Yeah. They park everywhere. Well, I mean, first of all, we do have a lovely large municipal lot. We have very strong feelings about what is ethically responsible in terms of parking. You don't need seas of asphalt that cause runoff and all sorts of pollution and that sit vacant 3 days a week so that folks who come up the other 4 days a week can have a place to park. We believe in shared parking. So we have an elementary school that is 2 blocks from the downtown, 3 blocks from the downtown. If you're there on a weekend, it's a fine place to park, and it's a lovely walk. And by the way, on the way from the elementary school to the downtown, you could stop by our farmers market and see all of our local farmers and lots of our local attractions and our local shops. And so side street parking, we have a beautiful downtown municipal lot, as I just said. If you park on a side street, you actually get to see the town and not just the parking lot.
I don't want to get into the politics, but I do want to talk about, is it an easy place to govern?
That's a yes and a no, and it's easy in that it's a labor of love. I've never done anything I love as much as I love being the mayor of the town of Ashland. But it's hard because it's not anonymous. And I think our House of Delegates members and our state senators, I think that they all work very hard at their job, and I don't denigrate that for a second, but I know I know my constituents, and people call me at home. And the big issues that are difficult are not usually the big zoning issues. Those are hard, but those require certain kinds of work. The difficult issues are the ones that happen in people's neighborhoods. Because aside from your children and your family, the thing people care most about usually is where they live, their homes and their neighborhoods. And they take that very, very personally. And so being the mayor of a small town, when decisions are difficult, it's when you're affecting people's daily lives.
I mentioned you were first elected in 2002, mm-hmm. but the mayor is elected by the council.
By the council.
So it's mm-hmm. that rotates or whatever. But you're not always mayor necessarily, mm-hmm. but you are always representing your constituents.
That's right.
And as you mentioned, if everybody knows everybody, you almost have to know all your constituents, and they mm-hmm. probably know you.
Oh, yeah.
And your home phone number.
We actually, that's a point of pride for all of us, that we all have our home numbers listed on our website. If you're going to do this small town government thing, you have to be available to the people who elected you. And so, yes, people do call you at home all the time.
But you mentioned small town. Washington seems so far away, no matter where you live. You could live in Arlington, Virginia, and Washington seems a different world. And yet, you are very close to your constituents.
Very.
Government is right there.
Mm-hmm.
You're upset about something, you pick up the phone and call.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it is not even slightly unusual for me to get an email from some town citizen about some very important piece of legislation at 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm not saying I all answer them at 2 o'clock in the morning, but, I mean, people feel that they have access to you all the time. It's not unusual for a citizen to call me on a night or a weekend, or it's not at all unusual. It happens all the time, and it should happen all the time.
What I was getting at is, isn't that a good thing?
It's a great thing.
To be that close. I mean, people don't feel they can call their senator or even maybe get through to the senator.
Right.
On a national scene.
Absolutely. No, it's a great thing that people feel, one, that they can contact you, that they can talk to you, but also that people believe, because it's true, that they have a voice in the way our town is run. We have kind of a policy at town that state law says that citizens may speak at public hearings. We would never stop a citizen from speaking at any time during a meeting, if it's a public hearing or it's not. I mean, we expect for it to happen in an orderly and polite way. But if you have something to say, come to the town hall. We'll let you say it.
People are generally happy?
I think so. I mean, it's people also generally have concerns. I mean, that people want things to move forward in positive ways. And so it's not nirvana. It doesn't happen without problems. But yeah, I think people are generally happy.
You're hearing from Faye Pritchard, who is the mayor of the town of Ashland. And Faye, earlier you referred to Dick Gillis saying this was the center of the universe. Mm-hmm. Dick Gillis was a tremendous promoter of almost everything. He worked for the Chamber of Commerce of the state. Tremendous personal friend, frankly. Mm-hmm. How would he view the town of Ashland today? Because it's been a while since he passed away.
It's been a while since he passed. I think he'd like what we do. I think he'd be proud of this. That one of the things that I knew about Dick immediately when I first saw him in action is he listened to what people wanted. He'd like our process. He'd be proud of our process, that we listen to people and we make changes based on good sound business sense, but also people's desires for the town.
So he'd be happy.
He'd be happy. We're still very citizen-centered.
Would he be happy with all the activities going on and all the restaurants and the music and all of the things that have happened?
He would. Dick Gillis was first and foremost a promoter of the town of Ashland. And so I think what he'd love is the way we care for this beautiful town and that we keep it vibrant and living. If you don't have a lot of activities, if people don't find a reason to be in town, then you become a suburb. And we don't want to be a suburb. We're a town.
I hear you saying that if somebody wants an introduction to Ashland, they're hearing you for the first time, and hearing about Ashland, they know it exists, but they've never really been there for any reason. The best time to come is a Saturday.
Best time to come is a Saturday. I mean, there's lots of stuff going on during the week, but on the weekend, we're really hopping. We've got a lot of stuff going on, a lot of stuff to see, a lot of things to do.
As a wrap-up, give us just a brief summary of what you'd like people to know.
I'd like you to know that we're not a bedroom community of Richmond. We are our own entity. Ashland's been around since the 1850s. We are a place that's very much about family. All of our it's not that there aren't things for adults without children, but all of our activities are things that people would want to come and bring their children to. We're the kind of, when my favorite time of year in Ashland is the 4th of July, because we do a parade right down the railroad tracks, a very old-fashioned 4th of July parade. And every year I get a little teary when the train goes by and I see people point out the window, and you know what they're saying is, look at that. Look at that town that looks like America. And that's what we are. We are quintessentially, when you think about Ashland, you think about what America is. It's family. It's people taking care of each other. It's the place you want to live, not the place you need to live.
The program you are listening to is Discovering Virginia. And if you'd like to discover a beautiful place in Virginia, discover Ashland. Faye Pritchard is the mayor of Ashland, Virginia. You're listening to Discovering Virginia on the Virginia Voice. And for the Virginia Voice, I'm Lou Dean.